He would not have known how much he gave had not his second son come into his court one morning when the sun was scarcely over the wall, and he said, "My father, is there to be no end to all this pouring out of money, and need we live in a palace? So much money lent out at 20% would have brought in many pounds of silver, and what is the use of all these pools and flowering trees that bear no fruit even, and all these idle, blooming lilies?" Wang Lung saw that these two brothers would quarrel over this yet, and he said hastily, lest he never have any peace, "Well, and it is all in honor of your wedding." Then the young man answered, smiling crookedly and without any meaning of mirth, "It is an odd thing for the wedding to cost 10 times as much as the bride. Here is our inheritance that should be divided between us when you are dead, being spent now for nothing but the pride of my elder brother." And Wang Lung knew the determination of this second son of his, and he knew he would never have done with him if talk began. So he said hastily, "Well, well, I will have an end to it. I will speak to your brother, and I will shut my hand. It is enough. You are right." The young man had brought out a paper on which was written a list of all the monies his brother had spent, and Wang Lung saw the length of the list, and he said quickly, "I have not eaten yet, and at my age I am faint in the morning until I eat. Another time for this." And he turned and went into his own room, and so dismissed his second son. But he spoke that same evening to his eldest son, saying, "Have done with all this painting and polishing. It is enough. We are, after all, country folk." But the young man answered proudly, "That we are not. Men in the town are beginning to call us the great family Wang. It is fitting that we live somewhat suitably to that name, and if my brother cannot see beyond the meaning of silver for its own sake, I and my wife, we will uphold the honor of the name." Now Wang Lung had not known that men so called his house, for as he grew older, he went seldom even to the tea shops and no more to the grain markets since there was a second son to do his business there for him, but it pleased him secretly, and so he said, "Well, even great families are from the land and rooted in the land." But the young man answered smartly, "Yes, but they do not stay there. They branch forth and bear flowers and fruits." Wang Lung would not have his son answering him too easily and quickly like this, so he said, "I have said what I have said. Have done with pouring out silver. And roots, if they are to bear fruits, must be kept well in the soil of the land.